Good morning. We are speaking with the associate editor of the Times Union, Mike Spain, who joins us on Tuesdays. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, Pokemon is into the stratosphere in terms of popularity right now because of a new smartphone app. And I guess this thing, which you should explain, is coming to Schenectady.
Well, it's the Stockade neighborhood in Schenectady. You know, that's filled with history. And lately, hordes of young people searching for this Pokemon and electronic mice and fire dragons and something called sentient palm trees. They're playing a new game on their smartphone app called Pokemon Go, which, according to our story today by J.P. Lawrence, who seems to understand all this, it layers gameplay onto the physical world. It became a top-grossing app in the iPhone App Store just days after it was released in the United States and Australia and New Zealand last week. And the way it works is that a map on the phone shows players general areas where they might find Pokemon. And it does not tell you exactly where it is. You have to physically walk around the geotagged locations. And when you get close enough, your phone starts to shake, and then you've found what you're looking for. And in this case, the Schenectady County Historical Society was selected as a Pokestop. That's a GPS checkpoint that draws these Pokemon Go players. There's others around the capital region, too, in the city of Albany and in Watervliet and even in rural Schoharie County. So get the app and get out there looking for Pokemon.
Just try not to walk into a telephone pole or step in front of a vehicle while you're doing that.
We just happened across the country a few times.
Well, from some more cheerful news to some not so great news about KeyBank.
Yeah, KeyBank, of course, is in the middle of a merger taking over the First Niagara Bank, which is based in Buffalo, and that's going on now. A lot of people are concerned about what that means for the employees of KeyBank and the First Niagara Bank across upstate New York. Senator Chuck Schumer has been active in trying to minimize the impact, and a deal was brokered over the weekend where, while 30 branches will close in the capital region over the next 18 months or so, employees will keep their jobs. And in fact, KeyBank is going to add 500 to 600 new jobs in New York State over the next 3 years and put a new headquarters in the Buffalo area for commercial insurance and things. So while the one bank, First Niagara, seems to be going away and some branches will close for both banks, employees will be protected.
I mean, speaking with Mike Spain, the associate editor of the Times Union, for more on this or other stories, yes, including Pokemon, you can go to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, David.